Action Roofing. I met Jack Martin, the owner of Action Roofing, back in 1989, just right when I started in real estate. I've used Action Roofing, his services, ever since. He's been a sponsor of my program for many years. Now, I don't want to be condescending, but Jack's brother's life is really in the gutter. He runs the gutter and downspout division. Sorry for making that stupid joke again. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Steve Martin.
Thank you very much, Mark. No, I've actually never heard that joke before. That was great.
Well, and of course, I think maybe last time I used the Steve Martin joke. I mean, how many times do people come up to you and try to be funny about your name, Steve Martin?
Well, it's actually somebody I like, so that's the good news. And it used to be in the old days, I'd get good tables at restaurants when I called in for reservation. Now everything's done online, so they don't really know who I am. But
That's funny. That's funny. That's
he's
funny.
now obviously he's the actor and the banjo player. When we knew him, he was actually a comedian and funny.
Right.
Still funny.
Exactly. He has some
And
funny bits.
he has a part-time house in Santa Barbara. So when I go into Ablett's, they ask for my middle initial.
You know what?
That's my claim to fame.
I don't know if I knew that he had a part-time place in Santa Barbara.
Yes.
It would be great if he ever needed gutters.
Yeah, Jack actually worked at his house when they first bought it. This was many years ago. He did a roof inspection, and I don't believe that it has gutters. But probably can't say too much.
Well, that's so interesting. That's so interesting. Well, Steve Martin, if you're listening, I'm interviewing Steve Martin. Maybe I can get to interview him. So Jack starts this business, and at some point in time, he starts to grow and he needs a separate gutter and downspout division, and then you stepped in.
Yeah, so Jack had started his roofing business. I had still lived up in Washington State. And I think his second year, we were on vacation on the East Coast where we grew up. And Jack says, "Hey, Steve, I'm getting kind of busy," because I had been considering moving down to California for a change of lifestyle. And so, sure enough, about 3 weeks after our East Coast trip, I was moving to California. So, started as a roofer for Jack. At that time, a lot of times people would need new rain gutters when they need new roofing. So we'd be referring out rain gutter work to other companies because that's not what we did. Jack, at one point, was after I'd been working with him for a year or so, he saw a seamless rain gutter machine at one of the roofing conventions. And he said, "Steve, this would be a good idea. We should start a rain gutter business. I'll let you run that. I'll run the roofing part." And so I continued roofing and started the rain gutter business. And after about a year, it became a full-time business with our own full-time employees. And one thing about rain gutters is, everyone says, "Oh, they're kind of simple to put up. You get a seamless piece, it's 50 feet, you just go up and put it up." But I have found that, well, one, fortunate with our company, we have designated guys who only install rain gutters. They don't do roofing, they don't do other type of work, they only install rain gutters. And I think with rain gutters, you get kind of one opportunity to put them up right. If they're sloped improperly or not put up, it's a lot harder to repair them or possibly damage to the house and trying to reslope and so forth. So we started the rain gutter business because of a need of being able to do it ourselves and not have to refer it out. And it's turned into be, an asset part of the business because then we can come in and do all phases. We can do carpentry, roofing, and now rain gutters too.
Well, that's a, I've known you and Jack forever, and I never quite knew that story. So I'm so glad I asked that question. My guest, Steve Martin, Jack Martin's brother. Jack started, owns Action Roofing. Steve Martin runs the gutter and downspout division. I was going to ask you this question later, but since you mentioned that Jack saw, what'd you call it? A seamless gutter extruder or
Machine.
something?
Yes. Yeah.
But
So what?
But there was something I don't know if it was 5 years ago or when did you get this either much more advanced machine where you pull up and you can extrude, you could do whatever you want.
Okay, so Jack first installed this gutter machine about almost 40 years ago. So we've been doing rain gutters about, I think I've been installing rain gutters for over 38 years. When we first started out, there was one primary style, and that was what they call OG or K style. It's the one I think you have on your house. It has curves across the front. It's supposed to made to be look like crown molding, and it's a nice architectural finish look for a rain gutter. That was the first gutter machine that was made where you could take a flat piece of metal and you extrude it out through the back, and it forms this rain gutter that making us able to make seamless pieces anywhere from 10 feet to my longest seamless piece was 170 feet.
Whoa, no way.
At St. Rayfield School, and actually I've done gutters so long we've done that job twice. But anyway, so about 20 years ago they came out with what was a half round style rain gutter. Before, half round styles always had to come in galvanized or copper. Copper much more expensive, galvanized is sectional and is much more corrosive. So when they came out with a half round machine that either extrudes half round copper or half round aluminum, then that machine obviously had a very important part of the business, especially in Santa Barbara with all of our Spanish tile roofs.
Okay,
And then
now
getting,
let me stop you. The original one that you said that I have on my house and you installed them on my house after Jack put on a new roof back in 2008 range. What did you call them? Three initials or three
They're
letters?
called OGEE or K style.
K. Oh, the letter
So,
K.
yes. I'm
And
not sure the origin, but they're the two names that are industry standard for that shape of gutter that has the curves across the front. It comes in generally 5 or 6 inches.
I like your description that, they tried to make it architecturally interesting, make it look more like a crown molding. That's an interesting comment. So about 20 years ago, they came out with an extruder half round, and you say it could do copper or aluminum.
And all of the seamless extruding machines can run both those materials, copper and aluminum, through them without any problems to the machine, or they're made to run both those materials.
That's interesting. I just noticed that I didn't put my phone on silent and someone just sent me a text. I don't know if you heard that little chime, but I did.
No.
So
And
that's.
then I was going to say, fast forwarding to about 5 to 7 years ago, the newest style machine is what we call a straight face or a flat face. And so instead of having the curves across the front, it's basically three flat sides, flat back, bottom, and then the front is slanted out to give that same 5 or 6 inch opening. I consider a more modern look. This gutter used to be very popular before, but it would only be made in galvanized or copper again in 10-foot sections because there was no machine that made an extruded straight face gutter.
And
That
that's
has
huge.
become, that has become one of our most popular gutters because of the fact that, one, it's a more modern look, and that more modern look is certainly popular and has been prevalent in the last 5 years. And then along with that, the old days with the OG, you wanted to match the eaves, make the gutters disappear. They're going to catch the water, but you don't want to see them. I would say the trend has been not just with the straight face, but primarily with the straight face. But gutters in the last few years have been more of an accent. Your house is white. They put up a black gutter with black round downspouts to kind of give you that accent look. The days of making gutters disappear is less of recent than it used to be when we first started doing gutters.
My guest is Steve Martin. He runs the gutter and downspout division for his brother, Jack Martin, who owns Action Roofing. Action Roofing, I've been working with since 1989. He's been a sponsor of the program for many, many years. I can't believe you mentioned that because I listened to a guy who's a contractor, builder, and a designer. And he's got a radio program out of LA. And I remember him t saying that very thing, that talking about how it becomes more of a designer issue. And instead of just trying to make them disappear, you embrace them. So great that you brought that up. So great history, 38 years ago, the K style, the OGEE, and then the half round, 20 years ago, 5 to 7 years ago, this straight faced or flat face sounds like a criminal in the old Batman TV series. I think there was a flat face or criminal, straight face,
Yes.
the Joker and flat face. So,
And not it's not the same OG as in OG like you, Mark, the OG real estate and radio host. So just you got that spelling correct.
thank you, thank you. So, okay, so you got this. So now this is out. Now, do you still have the half round?
Yes, we have three different machines. Each machine makes its own shape of gutter. It's not interchangeable. So we have the three different machines. The OG and the straight face come in 5 or 6 inch version. The half round is only in a 6 inch version.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Now,
So.
I imagine I got 5 inch.
You have 5 inch OG on your house, correct?
Right. I remember a while back you were helping me because another innovation that came around were these new fasteners instead of driving nails into the eave.
Yes.
And they would pull out. It's just an amazing invention. I'm still kicking myself that I didn't invent that.
I
And
know. You
it
know,
screws in. How long has that been around?
I would say the screw attachment's been around for close to 9 years or so, and you're kicking yourself you didn't invent it. I'm kicking myself. I have about 500 aluminum spikes in stock that I had purchased right before this invention came out that I'll never use.
Oh, we gotta think of some use for that. Because this is all you use exclusively now is the screw-driven fastener.
Yes, we found with all types of wood, whether it be a fascia or a rafter tail, the internal screw hanger not only looks better, but the screw holds up over time, preventing the gutters from pulling out the way they used to with nails. Wood shrinks a little bit, those nails come straight out, and eventually they have to be reattached.
Right. It has nothing to do with the gutter. That's just the wood and the way it
Yep.
was attached. So, very, very interesting discovery. And I got some from you because I noticed some of my gutter was pulling away and you offered to come out and put them on, but I did it myself and
You handled it.
I didn't fall off my ladder and break my ankle, but maybe we'll have
Most
time to
important.
talk. Maybe we'll have time to talk about your ankle. My guest Steve Martin runs the attic, not the attic, the gutter and downspout division for Action
We're close to
Roofing.
the attic.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of dovetail. I was going to start with something else because when Jack was on, I asked him about this RoofMax, this national company. They come out, paint your roof, and da, da, da. And then I also asked him about this company. I think it might be called Leaf Filter. And Jack said, he goes, I don't understand how they can afford to spend so much money. They're advertising like crazy, and it's just for someone's a guard for the gutter to keep the leaves out of the gutter. It's not a new invention. And I assume you install them something similar.
Yes. So, they are they're a national company. I have no idea how they spend so much money on advertising because for one, leaf screen is not something that is needed throughout the country. Doesn't work so well where you have, ice and snow and so forth. I think that here's the evolution of leaf screen. About 5 to 7 years ago, most of the leaf screen that was made had a large enough hole in it that it still required you to remove the screen sometimes every year to be able to clean underneath the gutters. It just kept the majority of the stuff out. They started to make a fine mesh screen about 5 to 7 years ago, which does a much better job of keeping everything out of the gutter. The industry has kind of switched to the fine mesh. The fine mesh is also rated for California because it has a small enough screen that it'll prevent, insurance companies require fire-resistant screening on all rain gutters in high fire areas. At least most insurance companies require that. So because of the fire danger and the fact that the fine mesh is now readily available at half the price that it first was 15 years ago, it has become, people think that they need leaf screen, and obviously when you advertise a lot, people feel that there is more of a need than there might really be. The only thing I have heard from my experience talking to people around town is that company does not necessarily have local contractors that work for them. They sub everything out. So they're basically just a salesperson who would come to your house and give you a price, and then they send a crew. One of my clients had a crew come from Riverside to install their leaf screen. I have found, with most anything, trades and so forth, when you hire somebody local, chances are if there's a problem, they're going to come back and fix it because they have a reputation here. Even companies that work out of Santa Maria, sometimes they come down here and do work, but getting them back if there unfortunately is a problem is somewhat difficult. The other thing I've heard from clients about that national company is they are, they're are harder on sales. I had one client that they came in, they had just a basic house, and the first price they gave her, I think, was upwards of $8,000.
What?
And yeah, for a residential house in Mission Canyon. And then, of course, they came back, hey, we have a special offer, 50% off if you sign right now. She thought it was a lot of money, but she didn't know. And I've had other customers who didn't know and thought that, well, this is a good product and I should do it. And anyway, so she wound up calling me and asked me if I'd give her a price to put leaf screen in her house. And granted, this was like probably 5 years ago. Prices have gone up a little bit then. But her whole house was $600, materials and labor. And
Oh.
that leaf screen is still in her house, and she's never had a problem with it since. So, it's I think obviously they advertise a lot because it's a sales-driven business and volume and so forth. And with the fire hazards in California, that's probably why I imagine they're selling a lot. I've had doctors call me and say they're coming out to put leaf screen on tomorrow, $4,000. And I'm like, bro, I said, your gutters, there's not that much gutters at your house. I could clean your gutters for $450 every year. And you'd still be way ahead of the game. So, yeah,
And so
that's that has
you've
been my
talked.
experience with talking to clients around town.
And so sometimes they hopefully they call you before they sign the dotted line, and maybe they have you put on something similar and way less expensive.
Yes, the product that we would install, the fine mesh, is almost identical to the national companies. And some people will shop around, I think that's always a good idea. Yeah, and not all houses do you want to put leaf screen on it. There are, if you're underneath oak trees that shed leaves all year round, generally, it's probably a good idea. Maybe on a second story roof where access is not great. If you have drainage or erosion problems, leaf screen can kind of help. But as a rule of thumb, unless it's required by insurance, I would never put leaf screen on every house or on every section of every house I work on. quite often we'll put on Lee Screen maybe in a couple sections where they would be more beneficial than not having it. But again, a lot of companies come in and they just say, yeah, we'll screen your whole house and this is the price.
Well, it doesn't cost to have you come out and evaluate someone's gutters and to give them a price on whether or not, if they're thinking about getting a leaf guard or a leaf filter. And at the same time, you could look at what they have. I know you were, we don't have time to get into it now, but prior to the interview, Steve was mentioning that with heavy rains, some people have upgraded their gutters to 6 inches instead of the typical 5-inch gutter. And also sometimes, depending on the angle, you don't want them hydroplaning the water off the screen. But Steve, it's great to talk to you again. It's been a while. I appreciate it, and I learned a few things, and so that always surprises me, and I appreciate it.
Great, Mark. Well, I love talking to you and love what you do.
All
Thank
right,
you.
my friend. Well, thank you very much. My guest has been Steve Martin. He runs the gutter and downspout division at Action Roofing. And is the main number 805-966-3696?
Yes, that's correct.
So you could, if you want to, evaluate your gutters, need new gutters, want to talk about a leaf filter, call 966.
Ask for Steve.
Steve Martin, 966-3696. Steve, good to talk to you. As always, thanks a million.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks so much. And we'll talk to you again soon. The rest of you, stay tuned. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.